Welcome to the Kelly Mill Cultcast, your place for all things Kelly Mill. This podcast exists to help you stay up to date on any and everything going on within our fantastic school. Stay tuned to today's show as we share important events and we wrap up the 2023 year. Not school year yet, but the year. Now, let's join our wonderful host, Heidi Mikowski, and we have a guest co-host, Stephanie Sumner.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to our show. And we have a very special co-host today, Stephanie Sumner. Hey, Stephanie.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Thanks for pinch hitting for Lisa today. She's in a very important behind closed doors meeting.
Ooh.
So we're glad to have you here.
Well, thank you.
So tell our listeners a little bit about what you do here at Kelly Mill.
I am the gifted teacher here at Kelly Mill. And I work with first grade, fourth grade, and fifth grade this year.
Okay. And you work with Laura. So y'all are neighbors. You guys are like the, y'all bring the fun to Kelly Mill.
Yes.
You do. How long have you been at Kelly Mill?
I've been here since the building opened in 2012.
Okay. So you took the famous bus ride over here.
Some of us are originals.
We rode a bus.
And we did ride a bus.
Came over to the site and we were cut loose to pick out our own classrooms. You remember that day?
I do remember.
Yeah.
Because I've never seen people run so fast.
Considering there's not that many windows. So you really wanted to get the window, but you also didn't want to offend your new coworkers.
Right.
So
you
it was interesting.
Want to knock people down on the way.
Yeah.
So I have a question real quick about all the people who came over on the bus.
Yeah. It's like
who is still here? How many people are here? And does anybody have their original room still?
Christy Harrell might have her original room.
She does. She might be
I think Christy Harrell's the only one.
Sounds like I need some research.
I know. Yes. So me,
and I don't
Stephanie,
know how many.
Is Laura?
Laura was on the bus because she was pregnant.
Yes, she was.
She was 10, 11 months
baby
pregnant.
Copeland, who's now in middle school.
Right.
Yeah. I think that could, there's not many of us anymore.
No,
that could be it. But we're going to do some research. But I do think that Christy Harrell is still in her original room. So what's your favorite part about gifted? What happens down there?
Oh, I just love the kids. We just, to really get into their thinking and how they think and, the exciting projects that we can do.
Y'all just finished up a social studies fair or something,
didn't
you?
Yes, our fourth graders all participated in the social studies fair.
Okay. And I saw a lot of blue and red ribbons going out.
Oh, yes.
That was awesome. Oh, yes. Well, Stephanie has, her and Laura kind of have a little brainchild coming up. So we have something exciting for our teachers and students next week. We're going to be taking part in the Great Teacher Swap. It's going to be so much fun.
It is going to be
so much
fun.
Tell us a little bit what's happening during the Great Teacher Swap.
We have put all the teachers' names in a hat, scrambled them up, and then they drew a new name, and they are going to a new class.
Oh, boy.
It is going to be crazy.
So, potentially a fifth grade teacher could be teaching a kindergarten class. Is it all day?
No.
Okay.
No,
okay.
No. We wouldn't do that to
them. Okay.
Because
how long are they going to be in there?
I think it's about 30 minutes.
Okay.
And they're going to get to read a book and do a little kindness activity. It's going to be so much fun.
So much fun. And it's, a good way to get another perspective. You know, you kind of get into your own groove and, and you get to see some other students. Oh, gosh. I can't wait to see. I hope Mr. Westbrook's going to kindergarten.
Oh, I do,
Or first. I would take first grade even for him.
Mm-hmm.
I do think I heard word on the street that one of our kindergarten teachers, Ms. Harbuck, is going to have a good experience too.
Yes.
Yeah, she's got something fun coming up. Okay, well, we are really looking forward to that. And something else that we are looking forward to is we have our different seven mindsets each week. And this week we've been focusing on being 100% accountable. Own your life. You own your life, you just own it, right?
Sometimes
it gets crazy. Well, it's easy to blame others for situations or obstacles sometimes. We've all been there. Have you ever been there where you're like,
oh, yes, it's not my fault.
And procrastination can be a big stumbling block. That is for me. I mean, I have the opposite motto. Mine is why do today what you can put off until tomorrow. It's easy to do sometimes.
We all need to work on that a little bit.
Yeah. So we're going to own our life with our mindset and take responsibility for our actions. And we actually have some cults here to find out what the objective of being 100% accountable means to their life and what owning their life means to them.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
My name is Olivia, and I'm going to say what 100% accountable means to me and own my life. 100% accountable means to me is that I'm responsible for my actions, my thoughts, and my words, and I own up to my mistakes, and we grow and learn from our mistakes.
My name is Reagan. I think 100% accountable for your life is not letting anybody push you around, taking responsibility for your actions, and always being kind to people.
Hey, my name's Kingston. I think on the seven mindsets on own your life, I think own your life means that don't worry about what other people think of you. If you wear something, like if someone says, like, ew, that's disgusting, don't worry about what they say. Just do what you think fits you, and don't worry about what they say.
Hi, my name's Sophie, and I think to be 100% accountable for your life means that when you have a test or something, you try your hardest and don't give up, and to make sure that when you choose a friend, it's a good one and not a fake one.
My name is Fiora, and I think it means to just not care what anyone else thinks and just live your life.
My name's Hattie, and I think the mindset means, like, to not care what other people think and to be, like, who you are, and it doesn't matter, like, what other people think. You're you, and that's what matters.
My name's Olivia, and I think 100% accountable means being responsible for all of the things you need to do.
It is so awesome hearing what takeaways these students come up with each week with our different mindset objectives.
Oh, I know. I love the framework for personal growth that it provides.
Yep. Developing a positive and accountable mindset is a great way to express gratitude and make positive connections with each other.
Oh, yes.
Speaking of positive connections, let's get connected with our families by putting some important dates on the calendar. Stephanie's going to take that part for us today.
Okay, here we go. All right, coming up December 18th, tinsels and ties.
Oh, yeah.
Wear holiday bling. Oh, I love holiday
Same
bling.
Here.
And or ties or both.
Yeah, do it.
That'd be great. Then December the 19th is early release and pajama day. And
Sweet.
That's the day you don't want to miss, because that's the day is of the great teacher swap.
Yes, it is. And a sing-along.
Oh, yes.
Like, that day is going to be, like, the best day ever.
Yes. January 11th is the PTO interest meeting for 2024-2025 school year.
Awesome.
January 19th is Paint the Tile Night. And I think we learn a little bit more about that
we
in a
do.
Little while.
Yep.
January 20th is the Tech Fair at Whitlow, and February 3rd is the Daughter Date Night Dance.
Awesome. So we also have some items from our cult connection to share with you guys. So the first item that's coming up is we need to call all of our future cults. If any of our listeners have a rising kindergartner or know somebody who's going to be coming to kindergarten in the fall, let them know that registration appointments for the 24-25 school year are open. You can go to the kindergarten registration page at Forsyth County Schools and follow instructions for making the appointments. There's also a link for that in the Cult Connection. And a reminder that students must be 5 years before September 1st, 2024 to enter kindergarten next year.
Bradley, I think that this week's Cult Connection also had information about registration for the 2024 Lanier Regional Technology Competition.
Easy for you to say.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
that's a mouthful.
Yeah, I keep getting all the tongue twisters
yeah, you did.
This week.
It was by design.
Yes.
Podcast fun.
Yes. Yep. You're right. January 20th at Whitlow. Mm-hmm. Do you have any details to share about that upcoming event?
Yeah, I do. There's a lot of information on our website, and the county's put together a great landing page that you can check out that has all of the, I guess, areas they can enter as. So
okay.
Coding all the way to music production and different natures. So it's all for students grades 3 through
okay.
12.
Ooh.
And it's something that's done, and you have to have yourself registered by January 4th.
Okay. But they don't have to be like any members of clubs or anything. Individual students can register for this on
right.
their own? Okay.
Yeah, it's a great thing to go ahead and over the winter break, go ahead and jump on something you want to try and have some fun with.
Okay.
You never know. Just try it out. And if you can do well at it, you get an award. If not, It's okay.
Yeah, we always get some great projects.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's interesting to see.
I imagine some of your kids are into technology.
They are.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
they
that's are. Exciting.
Yeah, so check it out. It's on our webpage in the school news section. You'll find out more information.
That's awesome. And also, if we have anybody interested in PTO, we're going to have a meet and greet on January 11th. From 9:30 to 11 a.m. in our beautiful Learning Lounge. If you haven't had a chance to take a peek at that room, it might be worth coming to that meeting even just for that. You're going to find out how you can be involved and discover opportunities of where you can plug into the 24-25 school year. It's a great way to give back to the school, get connected, make some friends. The current board members will be present to answer any questions. So, and we would love to have you attend if you're considering being part of our wonderful PTO.
Now, could we have a parent whose child will be a kindergartner come?
Of course.
Oh,
yeah,
that would be
that'd
awesome.
Be a great way to plug in. And then they could serve for 6 years.
Exactly.
Not that we're going to hold you to all those 6 years, but it is a great way, especially if you're new to the school, to kind of understand some of the things that we have going on. And our PTO, like, they have a good time. I mean, they do a lot for the school, but they're always laughing and having a great time. So,
it'd be a great way,
to plug
for
in
kindergarten parents to get plugged in also.
Yeah.
Okay. The family favorite is back. January 19th, our KME PTO will hold a Paint the Tiles family night.
That is one of the best nights. I mean,
and it's beautiful.
Whole families can come.
It is beautiful.
Yeah. Yes.
Bring the whole family and paint a ceiling tile with your student. It's $10 per family, and you must register by January 10th.
Okay.
Because we want to make sure we have all the supplies and everything ready for, so your family can come in and paint their tile.
That's great. What time is that from?
It is from 4 till 7:30.
Okay. And do families need to bring anything?
No. The tiles, paint, and brushes will be provided.
Okay.
You know, and the tiles that we already have on display are awesome.
They are. But I think it'd be fun to have a few new ones.
Right.
I mean, I feel like I've studied these, you know?
Right.
Like, let's get some new.
We have some new places.
Yeah,
too,
we do. We got to fill it up.
They just make me smile.
Me too. They're just fun.
Just brightens the whole building.
It does. It does. Attention, fifth grade parents, don't forget to purchase your ad for the yearbook. You can send a special message to your child as a tribute to their last year of elementary school. It's $30 for a 1/8 page ad, and the deadline is February 7th. There's a QR code in the Colt Connection to purchase. And if you have any questions, you can email Miss B. She's in charge.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, that wraps up our Colt Connection rundown for this week. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed our Kelly Mill Coltcast. If so, please spread the word to our Kelly Mill families and, of course, those new rising kindergartners as well. We'd love to hear from you, so please contact us with your thoughts and any questions. In addition, please rate our podcast on your platform and leave a review. We would greatly appreciate that. And until next time, remember, we are Colts Who Care, and the CARE stands for connected, accountable, respectful, and engaged. And most of all, 1, 2, 3,
be the light, be the good.